Hey everyone, this is Nick for Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. It is World Cup Eve. 'Twas the night before World Cup, and I can't sleep because I haven't given you my picks and predictions for who is going to advance out of the group stages and who I think is going to win the World Cup. We're going to look at the players who are injured and out and how that's going to affect things. We're going to look at the FIFA rankings and the ELO rankings as we look at these countries. And we're also going to look at my bracket once we get into the knockout round. So we're going to cover all of that. But first, as always, that intro music. Well, soccer fans, it's the night before the greatest tournament in all of sports. It is the night before World Cup. It is late November 19th. And like I said, I couldn't sleep without putting this video out there with my picks and predictions. But first, we are going to take a look at some of the players who are out and injured before the World Cup and who will not be playing and how is that going to affect their team's chances of advancing and winning some trophies here. So I'm looking at this website here, Factbox from Reuters, the news source. So I think, pretty reliable here, everybody. And there's the first picture right there. There's Paul Pogba is out. As we are scrolling down, says that he injured his knee and had surgery in September and is not ready for action for the World Cup. So Pogba is out for France. And also, hated because of the winner, the best player on the planet, according to FIFA this last year, who is also out for France. France players are dropping like flies leading up to this World Cup. Not good for a country who is looking to actually win another trophy, who's one of the favorites in this tournament. Then again, I think there's like nine favorites this year. Also running down their list, you've got Timo Werner for Germany, who is out due to an ankle injury. Reece James, the right back from England, is out. Diego Jota of Portugal is out. And when you've got Ronaldo going through all the ridiculousness with Manchester United, they're going to need a full complement of players with them. So the fact that Diego Jota is out is going to be a huge blow, as well as the other Portuguese player, Neto, is out due to ankle surgery. Boubacar Kamara, another French player who is out. Arthur Melo for Brazil has a muscle injury, so he is going to miss the tournament. Brazil is going to have to rely on some of their insane depth to fill in that role. Looking north of the border here, Canada, Scott Kennedy, defender, is out, but I don't believe he has played a major part in Canada's qualifying, so maybe not a huge blow to Canada there. Tecatito Corona for Mexico is out, leaving them with even less offensive firepower. Giovanni Lo Celso out for Argentina. Marco Reus out for Germany. Ben Chilwell out for England with a hamstring injury during Champions League play. Presnel Kimpembe out for France. Yuta Nakian here, Sadio Mane for Senegal. Sadio Mane playing for Bayern Munich, the former Liverpool great, really helped Senegal qualify for the tournament, have a great AFCON tournament, and now he is out needing surgery here. Here is Karim Benzema, the latest update that we of players out. You see, France is going to have to really rely on their depth during this tournament. So I would expect France to play a lot more defensively and really look to the full tournament as we go through it, right? All right, everyone. Now let's get into the World Cup groups and let's get into some of my picks. Let's take a look at Group A here. And Group A with the host country of Qatar, I really think that Qatar does not advance, that they only become the second host nation to not advance following 2010's South Africa, and just barely the United States in 94 advancing with a little bit of luck in 1994. So Qatar, I think, becomes the second team to host but not advance. I think actually Netherlands wins this group. Ecuador comes in second, then Qatar and Senegal. Again, I don't think they can overcome that Mane injury. Now, looking at the rankings here, FIFA rankings have the Netherlands as number 8. They have Ecuador as number 44, a lot of young MLS talent in Ecuador, Qatar as the 50th team, and Senegal as the 18th ranked team. Now, those are FIFA's rankings, but the ELO, E-L-O rankings have the Netherlands as 4th in the world, Ecuador is 18th, and Qatar and Senegal is 47 and 44th. So how can that have such a discrepancy in rankings? Well, it's how the algorithms, how the formulas are when they rank it. So ELO is based on difficulty of opponents, and they actually give you multipliers for wins in bigger tournaments. So if you win a game, say, in CONCACAF Nations League group play, that does not have the same impact on their formula as, say, winning a Gold Cup final, right? Or a win in the World Cup would be a much more weighted and give you more points than, say, a win in a friendly or a group stage in some qualifying tournament, right? Additionally, a win in the World Cup, like I was saying, is going to count a lot more than a friendly. It gives you also higher points for playing higher ranked teams. So again, kind of that degree of difficulty. Meanwhile, the FIFA rankings, which were updated back in 2018, are similar to the ELO rankings, that you get more points by playing better teams and by how much you win. So goal differential kind of comes into it, right? Especially if there's another team around you that has played a similar match with a similar opponent, but they only win by one or two goals, and you're winning by four or five goals. Or if you're a great team and you're expected to win by four or five goals, but you only do win by one or two, then that's going to hurt you in the FIFA scoring. But the different thing about FIFA is you're not given a raw score every time they run the rankings. You get plus or minus points depending on your match results. So it's a running score. Again, adding points, subtracting points based upon your results. So those are the really rough kind of outlines of how ELO and FIFA rankings work. So go check out their websites. They have the full formula. They have the full breakdown. But that will tell you some of the discrepancy in these two ranking systems. Because especially if you're looking at a team like Senegal, who is 18th, who made a run in the African Confederation Tournament, like that gives them far more weight than, say, maybe in Ecuador, who hasn't had a recent tournament like that to kind of bolster them up, even though Ecuador still is higher in the ELO rankings. Now let's move down to Group B. This is the one, right? This is the USMNT group. This is the matchup we want, the USA-England showdown. But we got to wait a game first. USA starts against Wales and England starts against Iran. But I have England winning the group with the United States coming in second, followed by Wales and Iran. But as far as the FIFA rankings, you have England 5th, USA 16th, Wales 19th, and Iran 20th. Now, ELO rankings, England takes a hit, probably because of their recent losses in the friendlies leading up to the World Cup, as well as some of the Nations League games. They're ranked 13th in ELO rankings. Then USA is ranked 23rd, Wales 25th, and Iran 24th. So I have a lot of confidence in the United States to get out of this group. But if you look at the rankings, Iran, USA, and Wales are all packed so tightly together in ELO and FIFA rankings that these are very evenly matched teams, right? Matter of fact, if you look at some of the betting odds, the USA is plus 2,500 to win all three games. That's how little confidence the odds makers have in the U.S. winning out in the group. Next, Group C. I have Argentina winning the group, followed by Poland, then Mexico and Saudi Arabia. And yeah, maybe it's the Yank in me. Maybe it's the red, white, and blue running through my veins here. But I do not have Mexico getting out of this group. Argentina is one of the favorites this year, and I think Poland is just better offensively and is going to be able to outscore Mexico in this. Looking at the rankings, Argentina is ranked third in FIFA and second in ELO. Poland is ranked 26th by FIFA, 21st in ELO, whereas Mexico is ranked 13th by FIFA and 22nd by ELO. So again, Mexico and Poland, very tight in the rankings. Saudi Arabia is ranked 51st and 55th, respectively. Now, moving down to Group D. Again, another heavy hitter in France is in this group. I have France winning this group, especially them being ranked top 10, both in FIFA and ELO, 4th and 7th. And then I have Denmark taking 2nd in this group. They are ranked 10th and 9th. Australia is ranked 38th, both in FIFA and ELO rankings. And Tunisia is ranked 30th by FIFA and 40th by ELO. I think they fall out at the bottom of the group. I think Australia pulls a little magic out of their hat when they play Tunisia, but just aren't good enough for France and Denmark. Group E, this one was really difficult trying to pick and trying to look at it. But I actually have Spain winning this group. And I've deferred a lot to the ELO rankings when I'm picking my winning groups, just due to everything, right? Due to the factors of a November World Cup, due to player injuries, compressed group stage schedule, games are being played every 3 days instead of every 4 or 5 days, all these different factors. But anything can happen, right? It's the World Cup. It's a finals. It's a tournament. Anything can happen. But I think in this group, Spain comes out on top. Germany advances in the 2 spot. Japan takes the 3 spot, and Costa Rica, bottom of the group. But hey, we've seen Costa Rica pull off some ridiculous games in CONCACAF, and they may be a little better suited for the heat than some of these other teams. We also know how good Japan is, both from a technical standpoint, from a fitness standpoint, from a game planning standpoint, the way they came out and played against the United States and Canada in these recent friendlies. So you know they're going to be well prepared for Spain and Germany, but will these two traditional powerhouses be able to get out of the group? Will they be able to contend with Japan? I think that's kind of the question here. But I've got Spain advancing. They're ranked 7th by FIFA, 3rd by ELO, followed by Germany, who's 11 and 10 ranked respectively. Japan is ranked 24th and 27th, and Costa Rica ranked 31st and 35th. So let's move on to Group F, which a lot of people are calling the group of death, because Canada, who won CONCACAF qualifying, but based on the ranking, they were put in a lower pot. So there's a lot more parity, supposedly. Let's see if that holds true for the rankings. I have Belgium winning this group. They're ranked 2nd and 5th in the FIFA and ELO rankings. I actually have Canada advancing out of this group. I think Canada can take it to Croatia and Morocco and get the points needed to get out of the group, especially with them playing Belgium first and coming out with all sorts of great energy. And Belgium looking down the road and Canada playing with nothing to lose, I think Canada might be able to steal a result against Belgium and then get out of this group. But Canada is ranked 41st and 29th in the FIFA and ELO rankings. I have Croatia in third, ranked 12th in both FIFA and ELO rankings, followed by Morocco, 22nd and 30th in their respective rankings. Next up, Group G, with heavy favorite Brazil, who I have winning the group. I have Serbia coming in second, followed by Switzerland, and then Cameroon at the bottom of the group. Now, Cameroon could surprise. There's always been lately an African nation who can jump up and get out of these group stages, so maybe Cameroon surprises Serbia and Switzerland. Wouldn't shock me if that's the case, but I am leaning into some of the rankings here, where we have Brazil as the number one ranked team, both in ELO and FIFA, so you got to pick them to win the group. Serbia, though, is ranked 16th by ELO, 21st in FIFA, whereas Switzerland is ranked 15th in both. So I'm going to give Serbia the slight edge, even though Switzerland has maybe a hair's better chance. Maybe that's because I'm from around Chicago and I've watched Jerdan Shaqiri kind of suck it up for the Chicago Fire this MLS season, and that's why I don't have much confidence in him in the World Cup. But hey, you never know. He could turn it on. He's done it in tournaments past. And then, again, I got Cameroon at the bottom of the group at the 43rd and 60th rankings for FIFA and ELO. Then we get to the final group, Group H. I actually have Uruguay winning this group, followed by South Korea. And then Portugal not moving on, and Ghana coming in fourth. Uruguay is ranked 14th and 11th in FIFA and ELO rankings. South Korea is ranked 28th in both. Portugal ranked 9th and 6th, but we saw some of the injuries and we've seen the Ronaldo drama. Who knows how that's going to affect them? Ghana is ranked 61st and 67th in the FIFA and ELO rankings. So those are my picks. To quickly recap, Group A, I've got the Netherlands and Ecuador coming out. Group B, I have England and the United States. Group C, I have Argentina and Poland. Group D, I have France and Denmark. Group E, I'm picking Spain and Germany. Group F, Belgium and Canada. Group G, Brazil and Serbia. And Group H, Uruguay and South Korea. Those are my picks. Now, let's take a look at my bracket. I did this cool little circular bracket that FootMob has available. You know, always fun to do something different than a traditional bracket NCAA style thing. So here we go. Here is what I have for my bracket. So if you're looking on the left-hand side, I've got Uruguay defeating Serbia, Germany defeating Belgium, France over Poland, and England over Ecuador. And then as we continue on that left side of the bracket, I have Germany advancing past Uruguay to meet up with England, and then England winning to advance to the finals. Now let's take a look on the right side of this FootMob bracket here. I actually have the Americans, I think they match up well against the Dutch, advancing into the quarterfinals. I have Argentina over Denmark in the next matchup, Spain over Canada, and Brazil over South Korea. Looking at those quarterfinal matchups, I've got Argentina advancing to face Brazil, and then Brazil winning to set up a Brazil-England final, with Brazil taking their latest World Cup trophy. So those are my picks and predictions. Let me know in the comments what you think about the rankings, what you think about these players who are injured, what you think about my picks and predictions, and what could happen in this crazy Qatar World Cup that's being played in the wintertime, that's being crammed 4 games a day, games 3 days apart, that has been riddled with all sorts of non-soccer headlines, migrant worker deaths, banning of beer sales, journalists already having cameras tried to be confiscated and photos deleted, bribery scandals, all these other things. There's so much going on, but you know what, everyone? We're finally into the soccer. By the time you're watching this video, I bet we're getting really close to kickoff of Qatar, Ecuador. The soccer is here. Enjoy the World Cup. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, find us on Twitter, and let us know what you think in the comments below. Enjoy the tournament. Go USA, and thanks for watching.